glad that we have Matt Chang with us today, because there's a few things that I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah.
You've created this amazing fund, an investor, accredited investor-only portal, but mostly because there's a ton of information out there right now that I'm hearing about frustrated investors and people in the VC world. So I figured, who better than to go to and chat about than with you? Tell me what's going on in the market right now.
Yeah, thanks, Rhonda. So basically, you have only a handful of investors in venture in the entire nation. That might not sound like it makes sense because you talked about accredited investors.
Yeah.
Well, accredited investors don't have access to venture capital funds for the most part. What you have is a couple very large institutions. These are the large pension plans, sovereign wealth funds, mega family offices, and they are investing in the top venture capital companies. This year, the top 50 VCs took 70% of all investor funds.
Oh.
So it was highly concentrated, a few investors to a few VCs. And then
so you have this big lead pool in between that are looking for money and there's nowhere to get it.
And then what you'll also notice is every successful funding round you see from a startup will have 2 or 10 of those VCs, the top 50, all on the cap table of just one company. So what you just have right now, the frustration is coming from a few things. Number one, it's a concentration, a few investors to a few VCs to a few companies. It's not very democratic. It's not VC for all. The next is nobody has focused on the 20 million accredited investors because it's a pain in the butt. It's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
So they're only taking money from the largest investors. So that's leading to a lot of frustration, as most people feel sidelined by VC, both from investors and startups. They just feel sidelined. They're watching it happen online or on the news, but they can't be part of it. And the final thing that's kind of happened is the VCs, a lot of VCs are kind of underwater on some of their portfolios. And they did a lot of investing leading up to COVID, through COVID and the inflation. So they may not be getting their money back out of the startups they invested in. So those funds are stretching out to 8, 9, 10 years long without return of capital. So if you're an investor and you put money into something 8 years ago, it's like, guys, it's about time we start getting our money back, right?
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of locked up funds. So right now, VC is interesting because you just have all these things happening at the same time. What I've noticed is that all the VCs are still using SaaS era underwriting, right? So what worked for Facebook or for Uber or Airbnb? Yeah, that worked back then when we were doing social media startups.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were doing website startups. AI changed all of that, right? So 2023, with the release of ChatGPT, that was the beginning of a total change in paradigm that SaaS is going to be a really hard business to grow from here on out. It's not predictable like it used to be. So they're kind of rushing to AI, but they're not really sure if AI is ever going to make money, right? It's right now, I'd say it's a question mark. Is are these AI companies ever going to actually make money? Or do you have to subsidize them forever? Robotics, no VCs understand robotics. Ours does, but it's because it's led by a robotics engineer. So, but, you know, that's also interesting. So a lot of the new shifts, whether it be energy, robotics, AI, the VC landscape hasn't really adapted. The investors are frustrated. And so that's part of the reason why we decided to go through the effort to, number one, launch a venture capital company, which is the Chang Robotics Fund. We focus on actual technology underwritten by actual engineers. We design factories for a living, so we know if it's going to work. We know if American companies are going to pay to have that technology. So that's the first piece. And then our summer project, when we just had a list of friends and family, people in my neighborhood, were asking me, hey, I heard you started a VC. That's so cool. Can I invest? And I did the smile
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this. And I said, oh, we have a $500,000 minimum. And imagine being my neighbor, and I tell you that, you're like, oh, never mind, right? So I had this enthusiasm of people that wanted to support our mission of manufacturing tech, but how many people have a $500,000 in cash sitting around to put in a single investment? Not many. And so, you know, we went through the extra work this summer to open up this accredited investor portal, and we call it AIM Company, the American Innovation in Manufacturing Company. And what you do in the AIM company is you can write a check as little as $5,000. We do the heavy lifting on all the paperwork and compliance, mm-hmm. and then we take that money, we aggregate all the small investors, and then we buy a piece of a manufacturing tech company, a healthcare tech company, an AI for industrial company, mm-hmm. and we give those Main Street investors their first venture portfolio. They're buying seed round stock in really exciting companies, and they don't have to do anything.
The obvious is, it seems obvious, but you're the first of its kind, once again, because of your innovative ideas and problem-solving skills. So if somebody wanted to, if I'm understanding correctly, because this is way more than I expected, I expected you to just give me a little bit of information about what's happening in the market and why the VCs, you know, and the VC industry is
struggling. Keep in mind,
struggling.
We fix things.
I know. So, you know, now when you speak to friends and family, they still get to be part of the action, just not on the same scale.
That's right. So mm-hmm. here's our avatar for the AIM company investors, the Main Street investors. Wife or husband has a good year at work. They bring home a $30,000 bonus. It's a great family dinner table conversation, right? And they say, you know, I think we should put some aside. I'd like to do some investing. Well, currently their options are cryptocurrency mm-hmm. or buying Tesla or Amazon stock, right? Yeah. That's about your options. Now, starting at the $5,000 price point, they could say, hey, we should invest in startups. And no joke, for a little check, you know, by venture standards, it's not mm-hmm. little to the person, mm-hmm. they can get in the game with startups and say, hey, I bought into this company at seed round. I know what's happening with alternative energy. I know what's happening with robotics. They'll be included in the same newsletter and company updates that our large investors get. And so it's kind of a backstage pass to what the next major companies in America are going to be.
I love that. And for the obvious, I'm just thinking, you know, food for thought here. I'm sure you've already thought of it. But it's also a great opportunity for you to network with financial planners and accountants for people for tax season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, think about the people who are getting a tax refund and the same thing. What am I paying? What am I investing? Are we going on vacation? They could be investing into your portfolio as well.
That's right.
Yeah, way more than I expected you to say.
And we did have a big debate because it was no small amount of work. And quite frankly, this could not have been done before AI. Mm-hmm. So we had to build an agentic AI.
Of course you did.
Yeah. We had to build an agentic AI just to manage this flow of compliance because, mm-hmm. you know, accredited investor investments do take a lot of compliance. And so we had to figure that out. So it was still within the rules of SEC, but it felt easy for people to do. And so we assembled that this summer. There was some tense conference calls of people saying, is this really necessary? No one else does this. And I said, well, it's the right thing to do because, again, my neighbor and a person at a local store that I went to mm-hmm. said they want to do it. So we're going to find a way to make this happen. Now that we've done it, it just feels like we should have always done it this way.
Yeah.
And we're getting the most fun people coming in. We are still at the stage where we'll every once in a while we'll look at who has come in because they're coming right in off the internet or social media and we'll go look and we'll do like a LinkedIn search.
Okay.
We're like, who is this person?
Yeah.
And what made them want to invest? And it's just really cool that they have that opportunity now to be in a venture capital investment because no one has ever tried to offer them one in their entire lives.
But look at it like this too. It's not just cool that they're there, but you've now expanded your entire ecosystem to other people because you know how excited they're going to be? They're going to want to tell other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love it. So once again, Matt Chang here. And if somebody wants to get involved, they could reach out to Matt. They can follow you at changrobotics.com. But we want to make sure that if you are thinking about investing, you go to AIM, right?
Yep. So for the Main Street people, aimcompany.us.
That was close.
All American companies, all American technology, aimcompany.us. And for the larger checks that meet the typical minimums, that's cr.fund.
Awesome.
Yep.
I love it. Think about investing, people. Till next time, stay tuned.